Okay. So now it's Erev Shavuos, and I'm coming to Shavuos. So now we have to know a little bit how to come to Shavuos. So there's a very important Megillah Shavuos. Everyone knows Megillah Shavuos is very, very chashuv, and in Megillah Shavuos lies many, many yesodos of Matan Torah. Maybe I'll just say one big yesod that says in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. It says that Naomi is trying to talk Ruth and Orpah to leave her, not to go back with her. So it says in the pasuk, Shovna benosai lechna ki zakanti miyos leish ki amarti yesh li tikva gam yisi halayla leish v'gam yolati banim. So it says in the pasuk Adavi Nura. Naomi tells Ruth and Orpah, Zakanti miyos leish. I'm too old to marry already. I can't have children. If I had children, I'd give them to you, but I haven't got children. Then she says another Kiddush, Ki amarti yesh li tikva. And Rashi adds, Ki afilu amar libi, I have tikva. We see in the pasuk of Adavi Nura that are old women, she's really older, can't have children, can't marry, she's all too old to marry to have children. But if she has tikva, if she has hope in her heart, says Rashi, she can marry and she can have children. We see Adavi Nura, what hope is. Naomi is telling a Kiddush Gadol. This is only in Rus, I think, nowhere in the whole Torah. Naomi says, I'm an old woman, I can't marry ready, I'm an almana, years ready, I can't marry. But if I had tikva, I can marry and have children. But she says, after them a long time, wait a long time, can't wait, Mela, it's not good for you. But we see here, the Valdigi sod of tikva, what hope is. Hope keeps your body alive, keeps your heart alive, your mind alive, your nefesh, your neshama alive. And Mela, Naomi, who's an old woman, maybe she's 70, no one knows how old she is, but she's all the women, and she married Elimelech, was the son of Nachshon Aminadav, quite old already, many years passed since Kriyas Yamsuf. Mela, she's all the women, she can't marry, but if she had tikva, she can marry. So more we see Dovah Nura here, what tikva is, hope. We have to have hope. We have to have hope, and all matzavim, never lose hope. If we have hope, hope keeps alive our body, our nefesh, our neshama. The famous Gaon in Mishlei, the Gaon in Mishlei says, and Perak Yud Ches Pasuk Yud Dalet on the Pasuk, Ruach Ish Tachalkel Machalehu, says the Gaon, the Vilna Gaon says that a person who Lo Aleinu has a machla, if he has hope, the hope can take away the machla, the physical machla. Something moradic, what hope is. Hope is something moradic. Hope means I have hope. I'm never giving up hope. I'll learn, I'll have children, I'll raise children, I'll dive in, I'll steig, I'll be oiler. Maybe even people that say aren't learning all day, learning part of the day, but they have to have hope. They have to have hope. They're going to know the Gemara, know Masechtes, know Prakim, have Biurim, know the Gemara clear, Shaka Vataria. We have to have hope. And hope is unbelievable zach. This famous sefer called the Chayodim. Chayodim writes in the Akdama his sefer. Chayodim was miskab and all Klal Yisrael. Chayodim was a socher most of his life or half his life, and then after he stopped the mischa, he wrote two sforim that lit up the world. So how can that be? Is the Chayodim a misocher? He said, I always hoped to go back to learning. I hoped. I thought I'm going to learn now. I'm on the Mishkor, but I hope to go back to learning. Hope is something. Emilia, he hoped. The hope made all his Torah alive. All while even though while he's working, he's alive. He's wants to learn, and whatever he can, he learns. Emilia, he's learning. He's learning. Stay with him. So there's a famous story. I heard from a Rav in Yerushalayim said a story that there were two Baalei Batim in America, both of them worked all day, and that night they heard a shir daf yomi. But one of them, his children were gevaldig b'nei Torah. One of Barabbas, all about his children were just Shomer Shabbos. So they asked, what's the chilek? So Rabbi Feinstein said that the Rav said, Rav Shmuel said that the nafkina is the one that one of them was waiting to learn all day. He has to work, he has to make parnasa, but he's waiting to learn all day. He's waiting, the shir is the ikar of his life at night. He's waiting. Whenever he can, he learns. And he's waiting, he's hoping, waiting for the shir. Then his children see the waiting, the hoping, that they're brain Torah. The other one is working all day. He says, okay, at night, I'll be yotzei, go to shir. But that isn't his ikar hope. And his ikar shifa, his ikar heart, merely his ikar heart. His children see, the heart of the tata is not so much learning, so say to. So the heart of the father is very chashuv, where the heart is, where the hope is, where the shifa is. I want to dive in, I want to learn. Okay, so you're not learning all day, you're learning part of the day, but your hope is to learn and know the learning. If you have stakes, ask your abeim, ask your chaverim, hold in the learning. You have to work, okay, you have to work, fine, but where's your heart? Where's your hope? Where's the shifa? Like it says in Yashuas, Halohen to Saberna, says Rashi, the Saberna is the lesson of Sivro. Rashi brings the pasuk in Sukkot Zimra. Sivro, Hashem Lokov, your hope. Sivro is the lesson of hope. Tikva, Sivra. Mila, we have to have hope. We have to have hope. We're going to learn. And like Chayodim was working, but he's thinking about learning, how come back to learning. So who are then everyone? Everyone should think about. Whatever he can learn after work, but his hope, his shifa, his heart is learning. Is it nifla moy that story of Tuba Abatim that were working all day hearing that Yom Hashem? But the whole story is where your heart is, where your lev is. You have to have your lev in davening, learning. So it's very worthwhile learning Rus. All Matan Torah. Rus is people hear Rus and Shavuos morning. It's very, but learn before. Don't stop here at Shavuos morning. Shavuos morning. Learn it before. Nifla Ma'ed, where it says in Rus, and it said the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Tov Tzadi says, why do we learn Rus on Shavuos? To show you that Torah is not given only be Surin V'Oini. Torah is not stam. Torah, you can't get stam Torah. The Surin V'Oini, with the Surin hardship. A person is working all day, he has to learn at night, he's very tired. Then he strains, he prepares by day, whatever he can. Now he goes to Shir or learns with Chavrusa, he's struck. This is the Surin. And Dafka Oini doesn't mean Oini Dafka Parnasa. Money Oini and Kishrin, concentration, it's also Oini. Tirda. See, it's a person who makes the effort. I'm going to learn, even though it's fair that it's Surin V'Oini. Maybe people who are working have more chance to get Torah. People who are learning all day, nice, learning all day, very nice. People who are working, not learning all day, they have to strain, struggle, find time, not be tired. Maybe they're free. That's actually more stronger. They have a bigger schar. From Sara Agra. There's a Yerushalmi famous in Rosh Hashanah. Shami says that the Haftarah of Shavuos is B'yom HaBikurim. In B'yom HaBikurim, we lay on Shavuos Haftarah. There it says, Sir Izim Echad. Not Lechatas. All of them say Lechatas, except Shavuos says, Sir Izim Echad. Not Lechatas. Says the Shami, look it up. Pergdal Lechatas. A person came in Adam Mekaba all Torah, Malo Alav Lachatam Yolam. Says the Karban Eda, every year we are Mekaba all Torah again. So it's like we are Mekaba all Torah. With the all Torah, with the all. You have to have an all Torah. You have to have something with which you will do. Not something, I'll try my best, I'll try to do, maybe I'll do, maybe not. Something you will do. You have to make maybe a small Kabbalah every day. I will do this, I'll do something. Learn a Mishnah day. Learn Shnayim Mikra every day, or learn something a day that you must do. A small thing, that's called Mekabel Ol. Mekabel Ol Torah, Mekabel Ol is a Dover Neurah. See, we just lost Rav Chaim Kanievsky. That's all. He had the Ol. Every day, seven daf, it's a big Ol. Seven daf a day, he's doing it. That's all. And that was the Ol. Then he was very tired with Tzibur. That Ol carried him. He was able to do every Shas, every year. It's a big Ol, not for anybody. We have to do a small all every day that we will do, not we may do, try our best. So Hashem should help all of you learn, have hope, that we will become some chacham. We will know Torah, know Mesechta, we'll chazer, we'll learn, we'll daven. If we have any hardship, let's Hashem help us. Hashem can help in anything. Ask Him, daven. Come daven early, daven well. Daven brachas well, psukkah zimun well, everything well. And ask Hashem for anything you want in daven, anything. Learning, parnasa, children, shiduchim, parnasa, any health, anything. Hashem should help all of you. Be all of, have hope, to be goyi haTorah. You should have a shvus, a big hatzlacha. Very nice speaking to you. You should have a big hatzlacha. And bye.